This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Apostle Brian on a program called Salt and Light. We are so delighted to be in your space on the airwaves. And we've got a very, very special guest with us today in studio, a very, very special guest, very near to my heart. But I just want to declare this afternoon, amen, that we are walking in the fullness and the wholeness of Christ. And it's such a pleasure just to be on your space this afternoon.
Good afternoon, listeners. This is the program Salt and Light. I trust that you are having a wonderful day and that you're excited to be with us for this hour. We've got a special lineup, like my husband said, a special, special guest with us today. And we are excited to, introduce him. Yeah. We are excited to have him share today. Our guest is our youngest son, Liam Preston, Liam Reese Preston. Liam has joined us today. As I said, he's our youngest son, and then he's also the worship leader in our church. So today we're going to speak about family. We're going to speak about raising your children in the ways of the Lord, and we're going to speak about worship and what it means to Liam to be a worship leader. Liam, how are you? Please just say hi to the guest.
Introduce yourself. Yeah, go for it, Liam.
Good afternoon, listeners. I'm very well, thank you. As mentioned, yes, I am Liam Reese Preston, my parents, Pastor Brian and Delia's youngest son. I'm so glad to be in the studio this afternoon and just to share on my personal experience of how it is to be raised in a godly, fearing home, and also what it's like to be a worship leader for my church. So thank you so much for having me today.
And tell us, Liam, how is it to be a preacher's kid? Like within one, two, three, four seconds, how is it to be a preacher's kid? What is it? Is it demanding? Is it like, you know, talk to us about it quickly.
It's challenging in all facets.
In all facets. Whoa. That sounds very serious. Liam, you are such a blessing to us. I look at the little boy in front of me this morning, and I am so grateful and thankful, you know, for the choices and decisions that we've made. You know, you are well on your way to 24 this year. So 24 years ago, we surrendered our life to Jesus. And today I'm looking at a man sitting in front of me, the little boy that I raised. And I want to say this, Liam, you know, you won't maybe know this, but from a very young age, you were at 9 months old, you could have walked already. When you were 9 months old, and I still see you when we were staying in Woodstock. I don't know if you can remember, honey. And there were the worship music was playing in the lounge, and I was asking her, mommy, I said, Delia, where's Liam? Where's Liam? And Delia said to me, I don't know. And I went to go look, and lo and behold, you know, 20 odd years ago, 9 months old, the worship music was playing, and I looked at you, the little small Liam in his onesie, and he was listening to worship music with his hands stretched out, a 9-month-old baby. And that's when I knew that this little boy, you know, that's a man, an adult now, this little boy is definitely going to become someone in worship, someone that's going to lead worship, somebody that loves worship. And what a great honor and a privilege it is for me to have you in studio, not only in studio, but to have you serving the Lord, you know. And that's a great honor that I never take light. And I thank God every day, you know, for our children serving the Lord. Isn't that beautiful, Apostle Delia?
Amen, amen. You know, God has been gracious to us. I remember that Liam was 4 days old when my mother passed away. And I am an only child. It was always just just myself and my mother, and we've got four children. So the day my mother passed away, like I said, Liam was 4 days old, and it was a huge challenge, a fear for me, you know, that I didn't have a reference anymore. I did not have a support system anymore. There was no one that I could go to for advice or so forth. No brothers and sisters. Only mom is gone as well. And so all we had was the Lord to show us how to raise our children. It was the Lord that taught us. But we're going to go to a song before we delve into this. And I know that it's going to be powerful to people that listen. So please don't go away. We're going to go to a song and then we're going to come back and we're going to speak about what the Lord has done for us, our family, our children.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And Liam's love for worship. So, yeah,
enjoy,
let's go
song
to a song. Good afternoon. Welcome back. I trust that you enjoyed that special song, that wonderful song. Yes, so we here in the studio this afternoon, it's the program Salt and Light on the radio station Cape Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. If you would like to call in for prayer or counseling, our number is 021-180-5744. I'll repeat, 021-180-5744. And as we said earlier, we've got our special guest, our youngest son, Liam Rees-Preston, who has joined us today on this broadcast. He's going to chat a bit about what it's been like growing up in the Preston household with parents that serve the Lord and parents that are in ministry. And then also why he took up the mandate and the call as the worship leader in our ministry called Light Ministries International. We are in Sandriff. If you would like to come and visit us, we have our services at 9:30 a.m. on a Sunday morning. Yeah, you are welcome to pop in. We are at 18 Corsair Road in the grounds of Eric Miles Cheshire Homes, and you are so welcome to come and visit us. I just want to share the scripture this afternoon. Psalm 103 verse 17 says, "But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to his children's children."
Wow.
Hallelujah. Another scripture says that the blessing of the Lord is up to 1,000 generations. You know, so a blessing comes upon your household, upon your generations as you serve the Lord. And we have truly seen the hand of God upon us as a family, you know, as we journeyed through this life with Christ. As I said to you guys earlier, my mother, Liam was 4 days old when my mother passed away. Our children were very small. I'm an only child, so I did not have brothers and sisters. My husband, he also just had a brother who also passed away quite early in his life, you know, and his mother also passed away. So all we truly had was God, you know, to take care of us, to take care of our children, to teach us how to raise our children. And God did just that. Our children are young adults now. Liam, the youngest, is 24. Then Brad, our second youngest son, his birthday is going to be the 20th of February, and he'll be turning 25. And then our daughter, Michaela, who also has a radio show on Cape Pulpit, she's turning 30 this year. Can you believe it? 30 years old. God has blessed her.
We were quite young, eh, Dilly? We were quite young.
God has blessed her with a husband, so she's on her own right now. And then our other son, Rosano Preston, also married. And God has been faithful. God has truly been faithful. But we want to chat to Liam. Liam, so what was it like for you growing up in the Preston home? yeah, you can share honestly, and you are welcome to share the goods and the bads and the ugly. We are transparent on the show.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
Really? Can I do it? Can I? Growing up in a Preston family home, I would say that we are a family. We are really passionate. Even the way that we serve each other, even the way that we want when we communicate or maybe have our moments where I try to prove you right and you try to prove me right, you know, to be very passionate. But I would say that in the Preston family home, my parents, Pastor Brian and Delia, you know, you guys are honestly amazing. And the reason why I say that, because you have done the greatest thing that every parent can do, and is literally to train up their children in the ways of the Lord. And honestly, if it had not been for you guys to teach us the word, to teach us to pray, to teach us how to warfare, you know, I would definitely not be the person that I am today, and I know that I would not be sitting in the seat today, you know. So I want to say thank you to you, Pastor Brian and Delia, to my mother and my father, for doing such an amazing, tremendous job. And yeah, you know, we have our good moments. We have those moments where we argue and fight, but there's so many moments that we have in our family that is honestly so amazing. And I would never want to trade all those good times and even bad times, you know, for anything much more or less, you know. So yeah, Preston family.
So Leon, tell us, would you describe us as strict parents, as like, what is your description of us, you know? And again, you know, we're all about being transparent, because I believe that the anointing and the power of God flows through transparency and authenticity, you know, So tell us maybe, like, what is your, because, you know, we have a view of ourselves, you know, because when you look in the mirror, when we look in the mirror, you know, we have a view of ourselves, yes, but what is your view about us? Are we strict? What could we have done better? Chat to us about that.
I think as children, when we were smaller, definitely, you guys were a little bit strict for my liking. There was many things that we couldn't do, but also, as we grew older, I would definitely confirm that you gave us more independency. You also encouraged us and told us that, you know, that strive for what you want and do what you need to do. Just make sure that you are at home this time. Make sure that you are alive, that you're healthy. I would say as children, you were a little bit more hands-on and strict, but as we grew a little bit older and could make our own decisions, you gave us more the independency.
We loosened the...
Yeah, there was a good balance, actually. If I think about it, there was a good balance. And again, any normal parent with the family house rules, any normal parent in a loving home, I believe that you would have the same principles as well, you know. Even for my family, one day I would want the same. But you guys really, really taught us how to be independent, and to also make sure that your word is your word. Make sure that you always respect people. Make sure that you always treat people with kindness, with honor and respect, you know. So even those values today, I use it. I use it in my workplace. I use it at church. I use it in my own family. And so far, literally because of instilling that characteristics within myself, it has really taken me to far places. And it has also encouraged me to even build relationships with various type of people, and literally that awesome. Has been a blessing sure. to me.
Wow. Awesome, awesome. Wow, wow. Liam, so you spoke about the scripture that says in the word of the Lord, train up a child in the ways of the Lord and they shall not depart. I remember how we used to take you guys on the train to the hospital, yes. to the night shelters. You guys experienced a lot growing yes. up. I remember you being like 8 years old, 7 years old, and you didn't know a lot of chords on the guitar, but because yeah. we needed a guitarist, we would take you with us on the train and so forth. What was your experience like?
First of all, I was like, why are they telling me to do this? Because I was like, no, man, why are you guys doing this to me? My experience, I would say it was scary. At first, because again, you're going into a new environment that you never experienced before, like being on the train, doing train ministry, being in night shelters, and also being with now different people that you don't know. So I won't lie to you, at first it was scary. I was afraid as well. Also, I was thinking, like, what if something will happen to us? Because, you know, anything can happen on the train, in the night shelter. But when, honestly, when the glory of God was there in the train ministry, sure. when the glory of God was in the night shelter, when the glory of Thank God was glory, even God. In the hospitals, you know, I have just witnessed that when you have the presence of God, and the word is so true that when the blessing of God is upon you, you will be blessed in your going in and you're going out, blessed in the city and blessed in the country. And many times I have just seen the blessing and the favor of God when doing ministry outside.
That's so powerful, Liam. We need to just go to a song again, but we want to pick up this conversation. We want Liam to share with us one of the experiences that he's had. So let's just go to the song quickly and we'll come back.
Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We trust that you enjoyed that song. It was an awesome song. Praise God. We are in studio with our son, Liam, our youngest son. Amen. Hallelujah. And we are so excited and so, so blessed by God. I remembered, Pastor Dilly, you were saying that, when your mom passed on, before she passed on, my mother-in-law had the opportunity to go to the hospital. And you know what she did that Thursday night? She dedicated Liam, your name should have been my late brother's initials. So you had to be Carl Josh Preston. But because of your your grandmother's passing, so we named him after your grandmother, Louise, Liam.
And
initials, yeah. And Rochelle, your mom's second name is Rochelle, so it's Liam Rees. That's how you got your name, but your name should have actually been. But you know, many are the plans in a man's heart, but the Lord's will shall prevail. And I remember when your late grandmom, she did the first thing that she did when she saw you, she dedicated you to God. Amen. And that's so very important, listeners, ladies and gentlemen. It is so important who we dedicate our children to when they are born. Mm. Amen. Who we consecrate them to when they are born. Amen. You know, and I see a lot of characteristics of your late grandma in you. That love for people. Your grandma wasn't an influential speaker or a preacher, but she knew how to love people like Christ. She knew it. And at the funeral, let me tell you, and the funeral was on a Friday. And it was like in the time of mosque, but there were so many Muslim people at her funeral. The church was packed. The impact that she had, you know, and when I looked at this, and I was not at that sense, I was not born again yet, but the Holy Spirit was busy. And I'm so glad that I've made a decision to serve Christ, because I can truly say that if it hadn't been for the Lord on our side, where would we have been? And so, Liam, I want you to tell us maybe an experience. You know, you mentioned that your parents took you to the train to minister the Word of God. We took you to the train, the night shelter. We did a lot of street preaching, so you were on the streets with us. You know, unfortunately, I couldn't take you to the prison because I went there on my own, you know. So you were in hospital with us. Can you maybe tell us an experience, what you experienced with one of these outreaches or outings or ministry?
So there was a very powerful moment when we went to, I believe it was Tygerberg Hospital.
Yeah. That's correct.
We went to Tygerberg Hospital, and I remember that evening we were praying for people, you know, praying for God to heal them, you know, praying for God to restore their families or whatever they were seeking prayer for. And then I remember that we were about to leave, you know, because we were done. And I still remember this gentleman, I think he was still wearing glasses, gentleman, yes. So he asked, would you guys want to pray with me? I'm praying for this gentleman. His name is Norman. He's been in a coma, I believe, for 6 days. Would you guys want to pray with me and believe in faith that we can, that this man can come awake from his coma? And we were all down for it. We were all bets because, yeah, you know, we're like, of course, let's do this. Like, why not? So I still remember we went into the room. The other gentleman that asked us to pray for Norman still closed the door. And then we're just praying. We were praying in tongues. We were praying. And it was really, and I really believe that room was stirred up with the faith of God, amen, you know. And then I clearly remember Apostle Brian was saying, Norman, wake up, Norman. And Norman opened his eyes. Yeah. And he saw all of
hallelujah.
This.
Glory.
He saw all of these people around his bed.
Yeah.
And
Jesus.
And Norman woke up from his coma.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. So
All cried, yeah, and shouted, and it was an experience.
Sure.
And I think the wonderful thing about us always taking you guys along with us was so that you for yourself saw the manifestation of, yeah, God's glory, of God's power. At a young age, you were introduced to God and who He is. And I've always said this thing, you know, my children, no matter what they do or where they go, but they can never deny that God is real.
Yeah.
God is real because they've witnessed so many miracles. They've witnessed so many answers to prayers. And
we
always included them. You know, if we had a household issue, if finances were low and, you know, we didn't have money for the next loaf of bread, you know, as a family, we would pray together, and they themselves saw the manifestation of miracles, of God's provision, of breakthrough. Therefore, they cannot deny to this day that our God is real. Amen. And wow. So we are grateful to God for all these experiences. I want to say to someone, you know, whose children are wayward, you who are trusting God for your children. You may have older children that have gone off and not serving the Lord anymore. I want to encourage you to pray for them. Pray for them and don't stop praying for them. My mother prayed for us when we were running raucous, when we were doing all sorts of things. She never stopped praying for us. And although she never saw our salvation with her own eyes because she had passed away, but on the day of her funeral, I came back to the Lord. And 2 weeks later, Brian came you know. And I want to say that the powerful thing about prayer is that even when you leave this earth, the prayers that you've prayed, the outcries to God remains on the earth. It remains here for an appointed time. So
yes,
even though you are gone, God will still answer those prayers. And the Lord did that for my mother. And now we can see our next generation, you know, taking their position, taking their place as we've raised them up in the fear of the Lord. Therefore, the word of God is so true that He blesses up to a thousand generations for those that walk in righteousness and the fear of the Lord. Liam, so we want to chat about Light Ministries and the fact that you've become the worship leader at Light Ministries. What has the experience been for you? Firstly, we started this church from nothing. You know, it wasn't someone's ministry that we inherited. We literally started
just on the word.
On the word.
On
Amen.
The word. On the
Amen.
Word.
So you also even you took on this position with not much experience, but we've seen how God has grown you and increased you, and we see how you play and worship God. So what has that experience been for you?
So I remember that we used to go to Auntie Abby's home, and we used to pray there and have services first, and then I remember one night, we still went to Pastor Michelle Platon was still the pastor of the Lighthouse Church in Pontville. And I remember that night that she, I think there was around about three people that came to our house within that week and said that God is saying that you must start a church now,
yeah.
You know. I remember that one night, Apostle Brian was invited to still share the word because it was word school. And literally after that night, Pastor Michelle Platon came and she blessed us with two speakers, a mic stand, you know. So we literally started our first service in the Moth Hall, Tommy VC Shell Hall.
Hallelujah.
And,
thank you, Lord.
You know, literally, it was only me first on the guitar, singing, praising and worshiping Jesus. And till this day, from everything that has happened, you know, on how God has just blessed myself, the ministry and the kingdom of God, with such an amazing and anointed band called Light Worship. I never thought that we would have our own sound system today. I never thought that we would increase the way that we have been increased. But I'm so reminded of what the Word of God says. If you're faithful over the little, God will make you ruler over much. Mm. So God has even been so gracious towards me and Light Worship team, you know, to have an amazing band that loves and serves the Lord, you know, amazing team. Again, the equipment that we have, that we didn't have, and the equipment that we have now is so amazing. And God has just been faithful. And all from all of these years, I believe that God has just been teaching me and really shaping and molding me to be a leader, not only a leader in the church, but I even believe that God is even training and teaching me to be a leader in my workplace, a leader for my own family to come. And so, listeners, I want to encourage you, whatever God is laying upon your heart, if you have a passion and desire to do something, make sure that you are first serving in the kingdom. And I promise you that God will exceedingly and abundantly bless you.
Wow, that's amazing, Liam, to hear what God has done and what God is doing. So I've got a story to tell the listeners, and I'm going to be very, very open and honest and very vulnerable. But ladies and gentlemen, listen, let's listen to this song and then stay on the dial. We come back. You're listening to Radio K Pulpit 729 AM. We'll come back and then I'm going to tell you the story and we're going to dive a little bit in some more. God bless. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We trust that you enjoy that song. You are in studio with Apostle Brian and Pastor Delia and our youngest son, Liam Reese Preston. And it's such a great honor and a privilege to be in your dial, on your space. And I want to talk a little bit on marriage in this while I've got the man here right in front of me, you know. A couple of years ago, myself and my wife, we're going through a difficult patch, you know. And you know, when you're in ministry, you are always in the forefront, you know. You always like to the ministers out there, and you know, in our marriage, sometimes you know, there's ups and downs, there's
warfare
in betweens, whatever you want to call it. And you know what? I've reached this place in my marriage where I felt, you know what, I can't anymore. I just can't with this woman anymore. And I just had enough. And I just got into my car and I drove off to my father's wife, ex-wife. And I was overnighting there because I just had enough. And I, you know, and you get those times in marriage, you know, because marriage is a work. You have to work at it all the time. It's a partnership. Amen. It's a two becoming one. And sometimes it becomes challenging, the warfare. And yeah. And there I was. I spent the night or two at my father's ex-wife's house. And I was there. And I switched my phone off. I just had enough of everything. And, you know, as the Lord was ministering to me and things like that, I came home. You know, I came home after that 2 days. And my son, Liam, you know. And so I spoke to my wife and we kind of patched things up. You know, we prayed through it. We worked on it. And but my son Liam didn't talk much to me. And so Michaela, my daughter, and Brad, they're a little bit scared. But Liam's got a pluck. You know, he's got that thing that if he's got something on his heart, he wants to share it, you know. And he said, "Dad, I would like to have a meeting with you." And I'm thinking, oh man, a meeting. In any case, cut the long story short, you know, he got me in this meeting. And the first thing he said, "You know what, I've heard whatever and I've seen, but that is not the trait of a leader." And I was challenged, you know, because this was not a trait of a leader, and he was correct, and I couldn't even, you know. And I thank you for that, Liam, because you see, within a family, within a home, as we grow, we also grow, you know, from one another's mistakes or challenges, you know, so we grow as a family. And I'm just so grateful and thankful and honored to be a part of this family that God has divinely designed for me to be the leader of. And, amen, you know, in our mistakes, you know, and I want to encourage every marriage, every husband, wife that hear me, every son, every daughter, you know, we have to get this right in our vocabulary to say, "I am sorry. I'm sorry, I've missed it. You know, I will try again," you know. And this is how we grow. And thank you, Liam, for calling me in that meeting and correcting me and rebuking me. Amen, because I've learned a lot. Amen.
So you're saying the younger son rebuked you?
Yeah, he rebuked me.
I don't even remember. Eh?
Yeah.
Did I do that?
Yes, you did.
I think it was by the Holy Spirit. It was Holy Spirit inspired. That's why you can't remember. Mm. So, Liam, I want to get into you as a person. I want to know more about you and your walk and your relationship with Christ. You've been speaking about experiences, but not personally about your walk with God, your relationship with Him. Take us into your experience and your relationship with God and why become a worship leader.
Amen. Wow.
How did Jesus become real to you?
Mm.
And not just because my father and my mother serves the Lord, I must also serve the Lord. Did you have an encounter with God? Has He become real in your life as a young man?
You know what, hey, Mom, that's a really good question. I've witnessed and seen the presence of God since my entire life. I believe that even as a child, you know, as my dad was saying, Apostle Brian, you know, even 9 months old, me worshiping, I honestly don't remember doing that. But I mean, if God had me since then already, I know that God has had me since all my life. You know, it was really easy to worship God. It was really easy to spend time in His Word, you know. But now, as I'm getting older, I'm really trying to find out how is God being real for me now, you know, because I know the presence of God, I know the Holy Spirit, I know all the great things that He has done for me, but at the moment I'm trying to find out that, Lord, how are You real to me? And that's currently a journey that I'm on. I'm trying to understand and you know, get inspiration from Jesus. But I think that, you know, when you have served God for all your life, you know, I always believe that God will reveal Himself in so many ways that sometimes we don't understand then and there, but, you know, you get revelation from the Holy Spirit. So God, for all my life, God has been good. But in the same breath, on my journey and my relationship with Jesus Christ, I am still trying to find how God is being real for me. You know, you mom and dad, you have literally seen how the power and the glory of God has been so great to you guys. And I have no, you know, in your word it says, for I have tasted and seen your goodness. And I know, yeah. And I know that you guys have seen that. And God has been so good to you as a, in your marriage as a couple. But I think for me as a, as Liam, I want to find out how God is real to me, because when people ask me that question, so why do you serve Jesus Christ? Yes, no, Jesus, He loves me. He died for me. He has given me a second chance. And I know that with His grace, with His love and mercy, that I will go to heaven. But I'm also in that stage of my life that God, I also want to share to people my experience on how You have been good to me.
Amen. The miracles. Amen. And
yes.
You wanna experience that,
I want
that
to
for
testify.
Yourself. But now I want to know, now what has kept you from not going and experiencing the things of the world? I mean, as a young man, I know for sure you've never been in a club.
In a club that we don't know?
you've never been in a club. And so forth. And I want to know, what keeps you grounded? What keeps you at the feet of Jesus? Why do you pray? We sometimes hear in the morning how you pray, how you put on your worship music and seek God. Why do you do all those things?
So, again, not to say, for all the listeners out there, it's not to say that I'm Mr. Right and Mr. Perfect always. No. I really do have my moments where I fall short of the glory of God. And the thing is, I always have faith to believe, you know, even with my childhood, the word has been instilled in me, you know. I know the presence of the Lord. I know when God is here. But honestly, it's really faith. I know that if I serve the Lord, you know, if I make sure that I keep the commandments of Jesus Christ, that I keep His word in my life, that, you know, that I will see the blessing of God. So honestly, faith and the love of Jesus Christ has really kept me in being the person that I am today.
Amen. So you're saying, It's your belief system. It's the fact that you've been raised up in the fear of the Lord. You've been raised up with the Word. You've experienced the presence and the glory of God, and you've come to the realization that nothing compares to His presence and His glory. And there's nothing out there that can equal His presence and His glory. So whether you go to a club or do all sorts of things, it's not going to equate to the glory and the presence of God that you've experienced in your life.
Yeah, definitely. No matter how far, or you think how far you're trying to run away from God, but literally the hand of God will always be upon you. And listeners, again, it's a choice and a decision that you have to make. A choice and a decision to say that, Lord, I'm going to stand on you. I'm going to stand upon your word. I'm going to stand and I'm going to make you my firm foundation. So when you come to the point of choosing that, Jesus, I want to love for you. I want to honor you, and I want to serve you and my family. I want to serve you for all my days. So come to that decision and accept Jesus Christ in your heart, and you'll be able to see all the beautiful things that He has in store for you.
Amen. Amen. Wow. We're going to go to a song quickly, and then we'll come back and wrap up. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So we have had a powerful session with Liam Preston, our youngest son, who's also the worship leader at our church. He was sharing a bit about his life, the experiences that he had growing up, and also his love for God and worship. And I want to say to listeners this afternoon, we came to a place as a young couple with small kids when we started out with God, but we made a promise, a declaration that as a family, as for me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord, and as a family, we decided that we were all in, we dedicated our lives to the Lord. We dedicated our children to the Lord. And we decided as a couple that we, as a family, we are going to serve the Lord. And what that looked like was we went to church every Sunday with our children. There was no excuse as to why you couldn't come to church. Even growing up as they are adults now, our rule is Sunday is church, no matter what, no matter where you've gone Saturday or what you did Sunday. The rule of our home is on a Sunday morning, it is church. And that's how they grew up when they were younger. Obviously, they didn't have a choice, and we didn't always have people to take care of them. So they would come along on our ministry endeavors. But we didn't even realize, how it would impact their lives. All three of our children serve the Lord. Our elder son, Rosano, he's struggling a bit, but we trust and we pray. He's got a deep
revelation of the word.
He knows God. He's got a love for the Lord, but he's still doing certain things that might not be favorable to God. But all three our other children, they invested in their walk with God. They are part of the ministry and so forth. They love the Lord. And it was because of the stance that we made as parents. I want to say to young families this afternoon, I want to say to those that have kids, it is very important to raise them in the ways of the Lord. Do not make church secondary. Do not make the house of the Lord something that you go to occasionally, but create a godly pattern, create a godly culture of where they grow up knowing Jesus, where they grow up experiencing the presence and the glory of God. I tell you, beloved, you are going to see a harvest. You are going to see young adults love the Lord, that are passionate for God, whose lives will be blessed, and they will take a godly trajectory, if you raise them up in the ways of the Lord. And Liam, we just want you to pray Pray for the young people this afternoon. Pray for the mothers that are crying for their children, children that are wayward.
Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we believe that you have all power, all authority, Father God. And thank today you, we thank come you, before Father. Your throne, Lord. And yes, Father Lord. God, we bow our knee and we surrender to you, Jesus. And Father God, this morning we pray, Lord, I pray for my generation, Father God. I pray for Father God for us young adults, as teenagers, as even young children. I pray, Father God, Lord, it says in your word that we must obey our parents, that we must obey our mother and our father, Lord, so that we can live a good and long life, Father God. So I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, that you will touch each and every heart, Lord, today. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you will reveal your presence and that you will reveal, Lord, the realness of you, Jesus Christ, to each and every young child, every teenager, Father God, every young adult. I pray, Lord, for family. I pray for restoration. Jesus, Lord, I pray for peace, Father
thank
God.
You, Father.
I pray, Father God, for unity, for love. I pray, Father God, that you will knit them, Lord, and that they will serve you in one accordance in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, every plan of the enemy, we rebuke it right now in Jesus' name. And Lord, we believe that your word says that you are the God that is able to turn around everything for our good. So, Jesus Christ, we love you, we bless you,
thank
and
you,
we
Jesus.
Know that
thank
you are
Father.
Able to answer prayers in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So from us, have a wonderful day.
Have a wonderful Saturday, beloved, and know that, you know, whatever the enemy meant for evil, that God can turn it around for the good of those that love him. God bless you.
God
till we
bless.
See you next
God
week.
Bless.
Amen. God bless you.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.